Today's daf is daf Yud Tet, Masechet Nedarim. And let us just remember for a moment what's been going on. We've been trying to figure out the solution to a serious problem and a contradiction in the Mishnayot. On the one hand, we're told here that Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, and yet we're also told in the Mishnah that the din is that Safik Nezirot is Lakel. Now, how do we explain that obvious contradiction, since Nezirut is accepted through the taking on of the matter of Nezirut? So the Gemara, up until this point, has been saying that there's two Tanoim. There's Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Elazar, a person is not machnis atzmo l'safek. He isn't even machnis momono l'safek. And our proof text here is the fact that according to Rabbi Elazar, if somebody was magdish, behima and chaya, nonetheless, a suffik beima, suffik chaya, which is a koi, is not included because he's not thinking b'chlal about elements that have sveikot. So if that's the case, the gufa is obviously he's not going to be machis atzmul suffik, and so he must be the one who holds suffik nezirut lakya. Yesterday we asked a question on him from the suffik bichorot. We're over there, we find there is a difference between Gufo and Momono, that when it comes to Momono, Hamotzi Mechavirol of Araya, and therefore the Kohen doesn't get the Bechor, but when it comes to Isser, Giza Vavoda, we're Machmer, and the Gemara was Dochadat, very obviously, by saying that has nothing to do with speech. All we're talking about is Lomayel Inish Nafshe L'Sveika when it comes to speech, not when it comes to Isserim that the Torah creates. Obviously, there's a difference between Momono and Isser. What are you even thinking? And we got up to Ela Ikasha Hakasha. If you want to ask a question on our assertion that the Mishnah in the Zirut is going according to Rabbi Elazar, this is the problem. The Reisha of that Mishnah, which everybody keeps referring to over here as the Sefer for some reason, is actually the Reisha. The Reisha of that Mishnah, because it's a Mishnah actually in Taharot, which mentions the Zirut Agavurcha. The main topic over there is Tumah. So the Mishnah says, Safek Mashkin. You have a Safek about whether a Tameh had touched particular Mashkin. So you have a different containers of Mashkin, and a Tameh had put his hand in there to take one. You're not sure which one had been touched. So if it's a question of Litameh, whether those Mashkin themselves had become Tameh, it's Tameh, and we're Machmer. But if it's Tameh Acherim, Tohor, Devar Rebbe Meir. So as far as being metame someone else, it would be okay. V'chein haya Rabbi Elazar omer kidvarav. Now, this Gemara is very confusing because the v'chein haya Rabbi Elazar omer kidvarav does not appear in the Mishnah. That's a braita, and it's going to cause a lot of problems for us, as we'll see. Let's for a moment. Neither, by the way, does Divrei Rabbi Meir appear. Now let's ignore for a moment the part that comes from the Braita, and we'll see, we'll get back to why the Braita creates problems. But the Mishnah begins there with this halacha of Tumat Mashkin. Our assertion that this Mishnah is going Aliba to Rabbi Elazar is impossible, because Misvirle le Rabbi Elazar litamei tamei, would indeed Rabbi Elazar possibly author a Mishnah that claims that a suffik tumat mashkin would be l'chumra? We happen to know, as we'll show you in a moment, that according to Rabbi Elazar, a mashkin is bichlal not mekamel tumah d'oraita anyway. He understands the whole parsha about tumat mashkin to be referring to hechsher, not tumah of the mashkin itself, but rather the halach of something falling into mashkin to become roi, to be mekamel tumah, if it's ochlin. Therefore, the whole thing doesn't exist, according to him, to your right. So there, it says the Gemara, how could Rabbi Eliezer be machmer on something which is, anyway, entirely the Rabbanan? Rabbi Elazar is the one who holds, Vatanya Rabbi Elazar Omer Ein Tumala Mashkin Kolikar. There's no such thing as a Dioraita Mikor for Tumat Mashkin. Teda, and I shall prove it. Share Heid Yossi Ben Yoezer Ish Treda. What's important to us, Ayel Kamtz is a type of chagav, a type of locust. So that's one of the things that Yossi ben Yoezer was made on in Idiot. But what's important to us is that he was also made on Mashkin Beit Mat B'chaya Dechan. namely that the Rabbanan did not make any gezera when it came to tumat mashkin that are found in the area of the Beit HaMikdash, where we shech the Karbanot, so we have, over there it's a machloket, what mashkin, whether it's all of the mashkin, but in any event, the dam and the water that we use for spraying down the Karbanot, and the boss of the Karbanot, cleaning out the keres, and so none of those things are apparently makabel tuma. We'll see in a moment it's a machlokes, exactly how to learn there. But if you're telling me that Tumas Mashkin is the Uraita, obviously the Rabbana can't cancel a din of Tumat Mashkin the Uraita. So if you're telling me that that Mashkin is Tahor, it could only be because really Tumat Mashkin is the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan did not want to spread Tuma in the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore they weren't Gozer Tumas Mashkin in the Beit HaMikdash. So now our problem is, how can we say that the Mishnah that talks about Sofek Nezirut Lahakel is going according to Rabbi Elazar, when the Reish of that very same Mishnah can't possibly be going Aliba the Rabbi Elazar, who doesn't even hold of Tumat Mashkin? Now, there is a way out of this, because there's a machlokes, actually, between Rav and Shmuel, how to understand the Edut of Yossi ben Yoezer. So, hey, Nechal Shmuel de Omadachin means Milatame Acherim. In what terms are they Tohar? Only that they won't be Matame anything else. But Tumat Atzmam Yesh Behen. So, that was according to Shmuel, Yossi ben Yoezer was never saying that there's no din of Tumas Mashkin to become Tame. There's just no din of Tumas Mashkin to spread Tumah any further. That's the point. Okay, so then there's no problem, because Rabbi Elazar is only being machmer on Tumat Atzmam, which is a Dioraita, according to Shmuel. But if you hold Aliba de Rav, Yomer Dachan Mamash, he holds it not even Mekabel Tumah. My Yigal Amema. So how, if Rabbi Elazar holds, no, we see from Yossi ben Yoezer, by the way, there is another alternative to Yossi ben Yoezer, which is that it's Allah HaLamash Sinai. But since Rabbi Elazar holds, obviously, that we learn out from Yossi ben Yoezer the din of Tumas Mashkin all over, so if you hold like Rav, who says that over there, the question is whether they're even Mekabel Tumah. If there's no Kabbalat Tumah of Mashke Beit Matpechaya, it means that Kabbalat Tumah itself is only the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan weren't Gozer. So how could Rabbi Elazar possibly author a Mishnah which says that when it comes to a Suffolk, we'll be Machma? Why would we be Machma a Suffolk Rabbanan? That's our question. Now, you understand that if we have the gears that we have, which quotes the Braita, boy are we in Tzoras. Why? Because then it has nothing to do with what we said in the Mishnah. Anyway, Rabbi Elazar is contradicting himself. It says over here, V'chein Rabbi Elazar Omer Kedvarav, that we're going to be Machmir. Forget about whether Rabbi Elazar is the author of the Mishnah in Tyrus that mentions Nazirah. So he's not, okay? So you save something. You're saying, well, if you say he's the author, then you're going to have a contradiction. And if you don't say he's the author, you don't have a contradiction. You have the Braita that says Beferish. V'chein Hayah Rabbi Elazar Omer Kedvarav, that the din is that we're going to be Machmir Tumat Mashkin. So go explain that. Don't ask me about of the problem of the Mishnah and Taharot. Ask yourselves, what are you going to do with this problem? And this is a serious issue over here, right? This is, it's completely confusing. So the Ron explains like this, that Bishlema, if we wouldn't have said the Suffolk Nizrut Lahakel part, that is Rabbi Elazar, we wouldn't have a problem. Because perhaps Rabbi Elazar is Machmer on the Suffolk Rabbanah. No, maybe his shita is that Suffolk Rabbanan Lechumra. But if you're telling me that Suffolk Nizirut Lakel is Rabbi Elazar holds that a person is not machmas himself to a Suffolk, so then doesn't make any sense. Why not? Why can't we be mechalik between a Suffolk that a person creates with his words and a Suffolk on a din Rabbanan? It's not much of a teretz, is it? You understand how the whole sugya now is very fundamentally intertwined. Yesterday, we were talking about Abaya, so we said to Abaya, what are you asking me from Bechor? Bechor happens on its own. Here we're talking about what a person would say. From that, we go to, but there is a problem with Rabbi Elazar. But the only problem with Rabbi Elazar has to be based on an assumption that's exactly the same as Abaya's. Because you're telling me, if you wouldn't have said that the Mishnah is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar, and that at Lo Ma'alinish Nafshel is Bisfeik, I would have said he's Machmer on a Derabbanan. But now that you're telling me Lomai Alinish the Sveika, how could he be Machman and Drabonin? What do you mean? The same way that we said to Abaye yesterday. Something that a person does to himself with his dibur, he's not Machman himself to a Suffolk. Something that's coming from outside of himself, it has nothing to do with his opinions on the issue. So we're left exactly where we started from, no matter what you do. What are you telling me? Ela I kasha har kasha. It's the same thing. Why is this a bigger kasha? Okay, so the Ron says rather painful teretz out of necessity. What he says is, because it wouldn't make sense to say that a tumah d'rabbanan, which comes from outside, should be more chomer than a nezirut d'oraita, even though the nezirut d'oraita comes from inside. It's unreasonable. For the same person to be makel on a d'oraita, because l'omai alinish nafshi l'sveika, and then to be machmer on a d'rabbanan doesn't make sense. But anyway, that's what he says. If you're happy with it, then so is the Ron. You have very strong backing. You shouldn't worry about the nut that's saying the daf yomi, that's for sure. So if it makes sense to you, then that's right. It's just not the basis of a question. You know, you want to assert that to get out of a problem, it's one thing. For Gemara to make that assumption and say, oh, therefore we've got to make... And it's just very strange, you know. It's not the type of thing you base a question on. It's the type of thing you use a dochuk answer for, you know. That's all. Assert this and nobody can come up with this and say, Lataimek. I mean, something's missing here in the circuit. But anyway, we've got the problem because of the Tosefta. And the Gears, of course, doesn't make it easier. It makes it harder. So, okay. Now, the problem is that we still have the steer in Rabbi Elazar himself, which is lo hikdisha takoi. What are you going to do about that? The lo hikdisha takoi, forget about Naziris, okay? So he didn't talk about Naziris. But whether you like it or not, okay, Rabbi Elazar did say that lo ma'alinish nafshe l'sveika. I mean, come on. So you still have the problem. If you're telling me it's unreasonable to assert lo ma'alinish nafshe l'sveika, and nonetheless to be machman and rabbanan, and then you're going to have a problem with Rabbi Elazar no matter what you say. On that, the Ron answers. You can see that this is getting very patchy. It's starting to sound like the pre-Copernican universe with a lot of data that's not fitting here. But we keep adjusting. So on that, the Ron says that the reason that perhaps lomai alinish nafshel sveika about koi is wrong. That isn't the reason. It's because koi in people's minds is never called a behemah and never called a chaya. That's the point. It's called a koi. So if a person wants to be magdish kois, he would have said so. When he talks about behemah, he's not thinking about kois. When he talks about chaya, he's not thinking about kois. Yes, exactly. It's nothing to do with myelinish nafshilis feika. Okay. You were the one who asserted that, well, but from there we can learn the Ma'alinish Nafshilis Fake, and therefore say it's Rebbe Elazar who is the author of the Suffolk Nizirut Lakel, whereas actually there's no reason to say it has anything to do with our Sukkah at all. So therefore it all boils down to that initial attempt to try to shoehorn the Mishnah into Rabbi Elazar. But if we don't try to do that, then everything is okay? Alright, that's nice. That's nice. So. Therefore, says the Gemara, okay, let's try another approach. Elaha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. You know what? Forget about the Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar. There's another machlokas, the Tanya. Harini Nazirim Yesh Bikri Hazeh Meyakur. A guy says, wow, this is unbelievable yield. If this yield, this kri, which represents the yield of this field, has 100 kur, I'm going to be a Nazir. And so they say, okay, this we gotta see. They bring out the scales and the volume boxes and so on. And they come, and guess what? The Arabs hauled it off in the middle of the night. There's nothing there. So there is no way now for us to measure. So now what do we do? Vase, mir. So Matsosha Nignav, or maybe just walked away on its own, as often happens in fields, as you know, with Avad. In any event, Rabbi Yehuda says, look, we don't know, so it's Mutter. Rabbi Shimon Oser. So apparently, Rabbi Yehuda holds that since we're not going to be able to figure out what it is, a person doesn't want to put himself in a matzav in which he's not sure what his circumstances are. Okay, so then he's the one who says something as he wrote like, yeah. So now it's okay. We understand that there's a machlokas. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute, Rabbi Yehuda contradicts himself. Rami to Rabbi Yehuda, to Rabbi Yehuda. Umi amar Rabbi Yehuda loma elinishlis nafshilis veika. How could we say that it's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says exactly the opposite. Take a look at the continuation here of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda omer, stam truma biyuda asura, ubegalil muteret. Why is it muteret? Because einan shea galil makirin et trumat alishka. The word truma in the galil cannot mean a davar anodur. What do you mean cannot mean? So in other words, but if it could mean, then we'd say, well, we'd have to be machmer. I thought, you just said according to Rabbi Yehuda, we will not lomail and ishnachil is fake. So what do you have to tell me? They don't know from such a thing. And if they knew from such a thing, we'd make an afkamina. Wouldn't make an afkamina. Why don't we just ask them the fact that stam is chomor in Yehuda? Right? From Charami. In other words, why are we looking to Diuk? We could just say, because you could say that since something is so nafuts, we don't have any suffix at all. This is definitely what it would mean. Okay, but now, but you're telling me all of a year, it's because you're giving me the reason. She'enan she'en galil makirin. But if they would be makirin, ho makirin, time again makirin, ho makirin asurin. If they would even think about the possibility of trumat alishka, forget about it, we'd have to be machmer. How do you explain that? Omar Rava, two different things. You're not taking into consideration something. You see, Nizirut has another problem. And the problem of Nizirut is that if you become a Suffolk Nazir, you're worse off than being a Vadai Nazir. So Gabe Kri Kasova Koshis Sveko Chamur Mivada O Lomayon Nishnafshi Lasveka. Because if you were a Nazir Vada, there's a difference between our being Machmer on your Lashon and being caught in a position where you never know whether you were a Nazir or not. That's a tremendous difference. So you're going to be now a Suffolk Nazir. What's a Suffolk Nazir going to do with his Korban Chatas? I'll tell you what he's going to do. He ain't going to bring it. Forever, because you can't bring a Korban Chatas as an Adova, so you can't make a Tanai. If I'm a Nazir, then let this be my, and if it's not, let it be an Adova. What do you mean? You can't do this. Chulun Lazor, no way to bring a Chatas Nazir. So you're in big trouble. So he's never going to be Megaleach. That's the last thing. Obviously, he doesn't want to do that. If you're talking about the question whether a Neder means Lachurna, okay, so it means Lachurna. He's not being mild in Ishnafshel Sveika in the same sense of never knowing what. So we have the suffix situation is even worse than being a Vadai situation. Of course, the Mayel Nafshil is Sveika. Do you, what? It doesn't help. It doesn't help. Each one requires a separate set of Kobanis. You can't be Yotze one from the other. De'ilu Gabe Nazir Vadai Migalechu Mevi Korban. You would go ahead now if you were Vadai, and you would bring a Korban, and it would be a kosher Korban, it would be Vneachal. But v'al sveiko lo mati megaleach. How are you going to be megaleach on the suffix? Now this is not really true, because you can be megaleach on the suffix, because we said im gilach halachat mishloshtam yatsa. So you could bring your korban oila with a tanai if I'm a nazir, and if not, it's an adava. You can bring your shlomim, your el nazir, in the same way. So you really could be megaleach on any of your korbanot. But since v'chatchila you're not supposed to do that, you're now in a tough spot. We're not saying that the guy is not going to end up saying, you know what, there's certain things better not ask a rabbi, just do. You know, because I certainly don't intend to never be Megaleach. But nonetheless, that nobody wants to be in that position, where there's no way to be Yotzei the mitzvah l'chatchila. Okay, he wouldn't put himself in that position. Everybody's going to be shouting at me, hey, idiot, what are you doing now being Megaleach? Don't you know you're supposed to bring your Korban Chatas? Yeah. I'll bring it tomorrow. Right? Okay, so Memela, he's still worse off.
And also, he doesn't know what to do about the
chatas,
also, and it's not
Megaleach. Yeah, he's unhappy with the situation. A person doesn't want to be in that situation. Good. Omer Le'er Rav Huna Bar Yila Rava. So according to you, how about if the guy said, if that kri's got a mea kur in it, then I'll be a nazir olam. So if he's a nazir olam, he also can't be megaleach, and he doesn't lose anything. So then, and look, it just says hareni nazir. It doesn't say what kind of nazir. So, I mean, that means that the parshas would include even a nazir olam. So don't tell me the only reason is because he's worse off if it's a suffix. I mean, it includes cases where he wouldn't be worse off. Says Rava, no, that's not true. He would be worse off. Omarle, because a nazir olam is worse off if he's in a state of suffix. Why? Because if he's a vadai nazir olam, so then the din is hichbit saro mekel betar. Well, maybe shalosh beimot, a nazir olam has a special halacha that he is allowed to take haircuts each time he's megaleach, every time his hair gets too long for him, and he then is megaleach with the karbonis, as if he's, that's the din of a nazir olam. But if he's a suffolk, he can't bring his shalosh karbonis, because he may not be a nazir at all, so he can't bring his chatas. So how about, says Ravuna, how about Omar Hareni Nazir Shimshon Mai? A Nazir Shimshon is a Nazir Olam, and he can't be Beko Batar ever. Boy, we know what happened when he tried that one. Oh, boy. Right? So what's he going to do? Find the kind of plishti girl to marry just to get a haircut? So then, anyway, then he's in big trouble in any event. So what's the nafkamina to him, whether it's a suffix or not? So Rava said, look, Nazir Shimshon Lotai, please leave me alone, okay? Just leave me alone. When you say stam, a guy, we're talking about a case of nazir. This includes all naziris, afilo nazir. What do you think this is? Ataras and Dharma over here? Afilo nazir shimshon. Who talks about such things? Your soul took it out, right? Well, leave me off with this nazir shimshon jazz. Omalei, well, I got a problem for you, because Ravada Barava has a bright that it says beferish nazir shimshon. Ah! In this case, if this has mea kor, I will be a nazir shimshon. So how about that? So why isn't that case already a problem for you? Because over there we don't say that sveiko is chomor than vado. Says Rava, you know what? Sometimes you gotta throw in the hat. Itanya tanya. Look, I can't answer every single question and every single braita. I can't explain. There's no explanation for this. You know what? Maybe it's Trey Tanoya Libra. Do I know? There's no, if it says it, there's no answer. That I can tell you. I'm not going to argue. Ravashi says, there's not a contradiction in Reb Yehuda. There is a Reb Yehuda, I'll show you in a braita. Reb Yehuda quotes Reb Tarfon. And that's what it's referring to. And that is a completely different reasoning. It's not because of Omayel and Ishnafshit was fake. It's for a whole different reason. Let's take a look at this. This is fascinating. The Tanya Rabbi Yudon and Mishum Rabbi Tarfa. If two guys are walking along and they see somebody coming, so one guy says, that's so-and-so, the Nazir. The other guy says, well, if tell you one thing, that ain't so-and-so. If it is, I'll be a Nazir too. The other guy says, well, if it isn't, I'll be a Nazir, right? So says Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, neither of them are Nazir. I mean, he's got to be either or, right? No. Because Lefishalonit Nazir Zirut Elal Hafla'a. Remember, Ish Ki Yafli Lindar Neder Nazir La'azir? So Ki Yafli means absolute clarity. It's got to sit there so that it's a hologram. You can examine it from all sides. And right now, that's not being done. Nobody. What he said right now stands there very unclear. We have no idea. Is he a Nazir? He's not a Nazir. Therefore, whatever turns out in the end is meaningless to us, because the words that create the Nazirut were not Hafla'a words. So therefore, when we talk about over here, the Mea Kur and so on and so forth, it's not because Lo Ma'alin Ishnafshil is Feika. It's because, is there a problem? No. It's because of the Hafla'a issues. We don't have a stira in Reb Yehuda. One is Rabbi Tarfon. Says, how could that be? Because then why would we say that the problem is that the kur, the mea kur kri, was stolen or walked away? Even if it wasn't stolen, it wasn't walked away, it wasn't hafla'a, you don't have to say that the guy who was coming turned around and we never found out who he was. Even if we do find out who he was, Rabbi Tarfon says, neither of them are nazirin. because lo nidan is yud el alaf line. You're telling me a case of machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, in which it's only because of the fact that we never could figure out whether there was 100 kurim there or not. Even if we could, it shouldn't make an afkamina according to Rabbi Tarfon. How could that be Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Tarfon? So Yachi, my Arishin Ignav Shabbat. Why would you say that case? No, that case wasn't said for Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Enachinami, you wouldn't be a Nazir because he was talking about Rabbi Tarfon Shita. That case was said only Lodiach HaKolchot Rabbi Shimon. We're over there. Afal Gav the Nignavo Avad. Now you would say, okay, look, he argues about whether Nazirut is Lahafla'a. But in a case where he's going to be so bad off if he's a Sofik, Lomayel Inish Nafshilitzveika. How about that? No. I hold, says Rabbi Shimon, even that. My Alinish Nafshilitzveika. It's a tremendous Kiddush. So it comes to Talp. Kosovaka, my Alinish Nafshilitzveika. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, let's go on now and note the contradiction in the Sefer of the Mishnah. There's two cases in the Sefer. One about Stam Haramim, and one about Stam Truma, correct? So look at this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Stam Truma Yehuda. What do we say? That in Yehuda, they have Truma. Let's take a look at the Lashon, please. Turn to your Mishnah. Stam Truma, says Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda Asura, Begalil Muter, She'in Anshe, Galil Makirina Truma Talishka. Next case, Stam Haramim, which seems to be a continuation of Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Haramim, Yehuda Mutarim, Begalil Asurin, She'in Anshe, Galil Makirin, Et Harmei HaKohanim. Now, let's take a look at the implications of these two statements, because they're opposite implications. Bishlema to talk about the straightforward halacha that seems to be a contradiction. That I could say that maybe the meaning of 99% of people in Yehuda or in the Galil is for the common usage. And if it's not even a suffix, fine. It's not because the suffix is a chumrah. It's because it's not a suffix. But the diuk, there's no way out of the diuk. It's because they're not makir. But if they would be makir, and it wouldn't be a vadai, it would be a suffix. And what would be the halacha? Homakirin would be aser. What do you see from there? That seika is lachumra. And then you turn around and you say, stam haramim biyehuda mutarim, but begalil asurin. Here we have the opposite diak. She'in anshei galil makirin et charmei kohanim. And therefore it's aser. But if they would be makir, I don't understand. Either we're talking about the suffix is a chumra, or we're talking about the suffix is a kula. How can we have opposite directions in two statements that are coming out of Rabbi Yehuda's mouth? If I know about it in one case, then I would say vadai it's aser. The other one says, if I knew about it, then it would be vadai mutter. So, alma sveika lakula. Omer Abaye, look, there's no way out of this. That is a contradiction that's insurmountable. And what we have to say is that actually, Rabbi Yehuda did not make both of these statements. The first statement where it says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that's true. But the last statement about the Haramim, that wasn't Rabbi Yehuda. If you take a look at the Brayta, you'll see it's not. Omer Abaye Seifas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadoki. Tetanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Stam Truma Yehuda Asura. Rabbi Elazar Bar Rabbi Tzadok Omer Stam Haramim Begalil Asurim. So in other words, we now know that there is a man de Omar, clearly, who says it, Lomai Alinish Nafshilasveka, correct? So in other words, it turns out that all along when we were searching for somebody, who holds this? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Elazar, we went through all of this pain. I mean, the fact is, at the bottom of the entire discussion, we look in the Brayta and we discover, hey, wait a minute, Rabbi Elazar Ber Tzadik says clearly that in a case we have a suffix, then it's okay, right? Because lo ma'alin ishnav shel esveika. So he must be the author of the din of nazirut, right? So why in the world didn't we want to say that? Okay, so says the Ran, we didn't want to say that because we never find him talking about nazirut. When we were talking about Rabbi Yehuda, he was talking about nazirut. That's why we were ma'adif, to try to make it a function of the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Obviously, if we find the machlokas about Nezirut Guf Etzlah Kalal HaHachmer, that's much more reasonable than just trying to find someone and by extension referring him to the Machlokas about Nezirut. V'atznan. Sofik Nezirut Lakel. Om Rabbi Zer Lo Kasha Ha Rabbi Elazar Ha Rabbon Netanya Hamagdish Chayato Ve'emto Higdish Atakoy. Rabbi Elazar Omer Lo Higdish Atakoy. So Mandi Om Momo No Ma'el Esfeka Gufa Nami Ma'el. Mandi Om Momo No Lo Ma'el Esfeka Gufa Koshikin De Lo Ma'el Esfeka Om Le Abaye B'mayu Kimta Lo Sofik Nezirut Lakel. Rabbi Elazar Ema Seifa Sufik Bechorot Echad Bechorei Adam Echad Bechorei Beima Beit Tmeya Beit Torah Motzi Bechavir Ola Baraya. Nonetheless, Tani Alava Asura Begizav Avada. Omale, what does this have to do with anything? Amai Kamit Amita Kedusha Haba Mi'elea LeKedusha Haba Abidei Adam Ela Yikasha HaKash. The Reisha of that Mishnah says Sufik Mashkin Li Tamei Tamei Le Tamei Acherim Tahar Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now, it doesn't really say that in the Mishnah, but that's the Braita. So then you could say, okay, Tumat Atzman is the Oraita, and over there, indeed, will be Mach, or even Alibet Rabbi Elazar. Elul Rav, the Omer, the Chan, Mamash, Ma'ikel Amima. Okay, let's change it. Ha, Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Shima, the Tanya. Hareini Nazirim Yesh Bekriyaze Me'akur, Va'alachu Matza'o, Shenignava She'avad, Rabbi Yuda, Matir, Rabbi Shima, Oser. So apparently, Rabbi Yehuda is a Ma'alin Nishnav Shem Sveika. Asked the Gemara, said, then don't we have a contradiction? Rami, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda? Me, Om Rabbi Yehuda, a Ma'alin Nishnav Shem Sveika, Ramini, Rabbi Yehuda, Mestam, Chuma, Biyuda, Asura, Uba Galil, Mutera, Chena, Che, Galil, Makirin, et Chuma, Dalishka. Taima, in Makirin, Ha, Makirin, Asurin, Omar Rava, because it's much different here, Gabi Kri. Kosava Koshis Fekocha Murmi Vada O, Loma Ayel Nafshila Sveka, Dilu Gabi Nazir Vadai, Migalecha Mevi Korban Venechal, Vial Sveko Lometzi Migalech, Omele Vunabri Vila Rava. So what if you would have said if there's Mea Kura Reni Nazir Olamai? Omele, it's still more Chomer the Suffolk, because a Nazir Olam Nami is Svekos Chomer Mavado, Dilu Vadai. If he was Machbit Saro, he's allowed to be make of a tar. But of course, only if he's maybe Sholosh Behemoth. There's his Chatas and his Shlomim and his Oila. Vilu Sveiko Lo. Okay, so what about Omar Harini Nazir Shimshon, where he's not allowed to be Mekel Batar Mai? Omar Le Nazir Shimshon Lo Tanya. Omar Le, oh yeah? Omar Vada Barava Tanya Nazir Shimshon. Omar Le, well, you know, I can't cover everything. Yi Tanya, Tanya. Ravashi Omar Yi Rebbe Yudim Mishum Rebbe Tarfani, the Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfon Omer Ein Echad Miam Nazir Lefi Shelo Nitna Nezirut Ela Lahafla'a Iachi Mai Ayria Shenigna Voshavad. That's true. It would have been even without this, but it's Lodiach HaKocha the Rabbi Shimon. The Afa Gavni Nigna Voshavad Nonetheless Kasavar Ma'ayalinish Nafshel Sveika. Rabbi Yehuda Ber Stam Shum Rabbi Yehuda. So what are you saying? Hamakirin Asurin. So in other words, Sveika is Lechumra. Ema Seifa Stam Haramim Biyuda Mutarinu Begalil Asurin Shein Anshea Galil Makirin Et Charmea Kohanim. What's the implications? Ha Makirin Mutarim. You see, for this Sveika Lekula, make up your mind. Om Rabbaya Seifa Rabbi Leazar Rabbi Tzadoki Detanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Stam Truma Biyuda Asura Rabbi Leazar Rabbi Tzadok Omer Stam Haramim Begalil Asurin. Obviously, each one with opposite fundamental assumptions, because they're contradictory.